Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mic. Drink from the fountain of knowledge.
There's lizard people everywhere.
That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
And welcome to Tinfoil Hat. Tinfoil Hat is for the people, okay? And today's an interesting day. It is straight up D-Day here. Joining me in studio, we're going to get right to it. He is from the awesome convention, Anarchapulco. Please welcome Jeff Berwick, everybody. How are you, Jeff?
I'm better than you today, I guess. I'm still on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, has been to the Comedy Chaos. We've been talking. His friends are friends with me. I'm friends with his friends, and our circles meet. So we finally had a chance to meet at Comedy Chaos. And he was in town, and like, next time you're in town, come in the studio, let's talk. We were going to talk some Federal Reserve, power structures, the Passar family. I was going to drop some knowledge on you unsuspecting fools on that. But that is all gone. We're not going to talk about that today, or maybe a little later into the show. Obviously, as you guys all know, today is the day YouTube deleted the Tinfoil Hat YouTube page. Gone. Woke up, my phone was in flames. The house was on fire. The flames are there. A billion messages. Dude, your YouTube channel's gone. It's gone. I'm like, come on, man. It's just got to be a click. I'll refresh the YouTube page. And it was gone, dude. It was gone. And it was like a really weird moment, because it's like, I should be freaking out a lot right now. I should be freaking out really hard, but it's like, it is what it is at this moment. Now, I don't want to say that doesn't, because I'm going to let you guys all know exactly what I'm getting, what is going on, and what is at stake here. So as we know, the YouTube is now coming out with these new guidelines, which are very stern guidelines, and they're very broad guidelines. So they're stern and broad, which means there's a lot of information. There's a lot of stuff it covers with very severe penalties. So you don't really know what you're doing, right or wrong. But if you do commit something's wrong in their eye, they can just wipe you off the planet. And that's kind of what happened to me. They wiped me off. I didn't get any strikes, didn't get anything like that. Basically, the way YouTube works, Jeff, you have a YouTube page?
Last time I checked, yeah.
So as you know, they basically use a traffic light kind of way of letting you know how monetized your videos are. A green dollar sign means you're fully monetized and any ad can go on there. A yellow dollar sign is cautionary. Not all ads can run on this video. And then they have it's not red, but black with kind of a slash through it. That means no advertisers on this. In the last 2 years, to my best recollection, I'm not saying this is 100%, correct, but to my best recollection, I would say in the last year, I've had one video get a black slash through it. One. And that was when I had John Cullen on talking about the Vegas shooting. outside of that, everything has been yellow and green. Which and you know, I really didn't care if it was yellow because I was doing my own ads on my videos. So that is ultimately what got me in trouble. So I go, after I talk to my YouTube guy, I go to emails and I put in YouTube into Gmail, and up comes the YouTube warning that they sent the email. And it basically stated that I had violated, okay, their policy of pushing prescription medication without a prescription. So I have two things that we push on there. Now, I'm going to tell you, I took a lot of pride in that this show, being a conspiracy show, got mainstream sponsors. I took a lot of pride in that. That was something I was very happy with. I'd worked very hard to maintain that. Okay, because you got to know me. I flunked first grade, dude. And I always say that because it lets me know where I am right now. And like how, I don't want to say proud, but I am proud of like nobody outside my parents thought I was going to do anything. And that's not condemning anybody I grew up with. There, I love them all. But really, there was an expectation I was going to pump gas for the rest of my life. I wasn't good at sports. My brother was, we've talked before, the number one high school bowler in New York State, the number one golfer in New York State. Like, my brother was, we called him the White Bo Jackson, okay, because he was crushing it at white sports. You know, my brother was also honor roll all the time. You know, my brother, my dad taught my school, and one time I remember a bunch of kids came to tell me that my dad said he has one really smart kid and one not so smart kid. And I knew exactly who he was talking about when he said not so. And I love my dad. You know, it's nothing against it. But like, that's always been what I was up against. And, you know, I was good at one thing, and that was funny. I was class clown in sixth grade, and then I was class clown again in 12th grade. And I went to school, high school, with the sole purpose of winning class clown. That's the only thing that mattered to me. I went to seventh grade. I'm like, I'm at 12th grade, I'm going to get class clown. And that was what my effort was. Because from the moment I realized I existed in the universe, I wanted to be a comedian before I even knew that was a thing. I wanted to make people laugh. So, and the skill, the only skill I have is being funny. And that is even questionable based on some of the internet comments, okay? There's a lot of people that don't get my well-crafted multi-layered dick jokes, okay? They don't get it. But this skill I have has allowed me to travel around the world. And I've gone to every corner of this planet. Whether it's flat or round, whatever it is, I've been all around it, okay? And that's only because I'm funny. And when I did travel, I mean, I've been everywhere. I've learned a very simple thing, that we are all more alike than we are different. And that at the end of the day, everybody, probably most people, majority, if not 99% of the world, wants to just have a laugh, be in love, get their dick wet once in a while, take care of their family, and laugh at a fart joke. That's really the most of the world. And that the pain and suffering comes from power structures, and it's very high up group. So I push very hard to make sure that message got out, because it meant a lot to me. And I, you know, I was very proud that I got to learn that firsthand. So that's what Tinfoil Hat became about. It's like questioning power structures, not people. Groups aren't bad. You know, Jews aren't bad. You know, trans don't have an agenda. That, you know, that at the top, it's all the same people. These fucking lizard people, right? Who are out to get us all to fight with each other. And they use these people as kind of like decoys. So you get mad at them. We don't realize it's like the same fucking people. Like, Mexicans aren't coming to America to take your jobs. Those jobs are being taken by lizards in suits in fucking boardrooms, man. They're just trying to get away from a drug war that we have caused. That's the only reason they're fucking here. You know, they're not trying to steal your job. Gays aren't trying to corrupt the youth. Jews aren't running the fucking banks. Fucking white people aren't all racist. Women aren't all whores. Blacks aren't all criminals. Like, that's what this show has always been about. So there's no hate speech here. But as, you know, as we see people like Alex Jones or Owen Benjamin get their channels taken away, regardless of what you think about that. I said that, you know, if they go for them, they're going to come around for everybody else.
Yep.
And they're going to come for anybody that is outside the narrative that they want these sheep to hear. Now, when Owen Benjamin got banned, okay, I said this. You're saying the N-word, you're on your own. Okay? And the reason I said that is because he's going after a lot of people I love. But in hindsight, based on like what I believe, I should have defended his right to say dumb shit that I didn't agree with. And therefore, I apologize for that. And he can do a victory lap on that. Because I should have defended him. Just like I defended Alex Jones when they went after Alex Jones. I said, hey man, censorship, dude, came from the right to the left. Back in the day, it was you couldn't marry if you were gay. You couldn't get interracial dating. That was all good. You were all going to burn in hell. Right? That's where book burning came from the right to the left. Now it's the left to the right. And what I'm telling the left that is pushing this right now is you learn your history because they came after you first. And now you got a bunch of trust fund kids who are trying to get rid of mean words because words are the only thing affects them. They're born into a fucking perfect comfort. They're insulated from any real world consequences, right? Like they're never going to feel like when Bill Maher goes, I hope the economy crashes. That's because Bill Maher will never be affected by if the economy crashes. They're still going to sign those checks and give it to him. Middle America is going to get fucked. Okay. Mean words, mean jokes affect rich kids because they're insulated from everything, whether it's the economy, whether it's having a job, everything. The moment they're born, they're in the best schools. They're in the biggest houses, the best schools. They go to the best universities. They go to the high-end nightclubs and high-end restaurants where they're separate from everybody going through some shit. They get juiced in the jobs instantly. So they never feel anything. So words matter to them because they're the only thing that can affect them. That's why a joke is the worst thing ever. So mean, they go nuts. It's like because it doesn't affect them. This show's about power structures, dude. And when they went after Alex Jones, Jimmy Dore, myself, we said, they're going to come back around. They wiped my show out because what they're saying, and I got zero strikes, dude. They said that I got multiple strikes for pushing prescription medication without prescription. And what are they talking about? They're talking about Blue Chew. Blue Chew, go to bluechew.com. Use the promo code tinfoil hat, okay? Do you like American boners made by American companies? For American ladies and American guys, you love that? Go to Blue Chew, man. Bluechew.com, tin foil hat. Dude, you get your first shipment for free, okay? After that, it's only $5. And this is how we fight these commie fucking bastards, by with our American boners, making more American people, okay? American dicks being hard make more Americans who fight for American democracy. I need more subscribers on my new channel, so make more people that will like my channel. And thank you, Blue Chew, for fucking supporting America, okay? Which are American boners. So they got, that could be it. Or it could be Absolute Extract, AbsoluteExtract.com. Go to AbsoluteExtract.org. Use the promo code CHAOS. And you get 20% off your purchases of CBD. CBD, which is on every billboard here, which is on every radio show. Every FCC-regulated medium is selling CBD. Why? So what am I pushing? I'm pushing nothing. You're making up a fake narrative. Weed is legal in the city that I do it in. Okay? Google, which is in the which is in California, it is legal all over the place. Are you going after all these girls smoking weed on their YouTube channel? Which you shouldn't. Are you going to go after, what's the guy from Insane in the Membrane? What is that? Cypress Hill? The guy who has a whole hot box, I think it's called? You're going to go, no, you're not going to go after him, man. You should go after him. Are we really going after weed?
Doug Benson? I mean, like, what the fuck?
Doug Benson? Getting Doug with high? I mean, so what are you striking me? And why didn't you warn me? So, you know what it is, man? It has nothing to do with that. That's just a made-up thing. And they just didn't like that. I was telling everybody that, hey, man, we're more like them. That's the only thing.
I was surprised you got taken down, actually, because like I have many, many friends who do a lot of stuff, talk about a lot of this stuff. People like Luke Radowski of We Are Change, and they've been demonetized for like years, and they got strikes on all their stuff, but they still haven't been wiped off YouTube. And so I woke up this morning and supposed to come down here to be on your show, and first thing I see is you got wiped. I was like, you of all people, I wouldn't have expected that. Like, I know you talk about some stuff that the powers that be don't want you to be talking about too much, and that's definitely why you got taken off. But
yeah,
but you had like no strikes; they didn't even give you anything. And then just one morning, you're disappeared,
gone. And it's like a helplessness. Now I have this gentleman who works for me on my YouTube. He's going after them, to basically get it reinstated. But what are they going to have me do? Go back and take out all the fucking Blue Chew and CBD things? There's hundreds and hundreds of videos.
Well, not to mention it, all that stuff sold on like Fox News and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So why are they still up?
Well, if you go back, if you really go back and like take a look at this is political correctness. It is hypocrisy. It's always been hypocrisy. Okay, it's like when some people say something, it's okay. When other people say something, it's a felony, and the world's on fire. You know, it's like I have an Instagram account with Tinfoil Hat, and it's Tinfoil Hat Cast, right? Tinfoil Hat Cast. And if I put a twerk, I have this thing called twerking in politics, right? Where I take twerking videos and I do this like voiceover over them with this guy. I found a picture from the 1880s, and I do this thing with his like a. TikTok where it's like you kind of jib jab where they kind of make your mouth drop where it looks like the picture's talking, and I do political news based on like twerking videos. It's called Twerking Politics. It's basically meant to be the future of news, right? It's like it's so ridiculous. It's idiocracy. That's really what I'm trying to do there. If I put that video where I've ripped a twerking video off of Instagram, put my political statement on it, and then re-put it on Instagram, They ding me for everything other than using someone else's content, which I give the girl total credit for, you know? But it's like I put one out about Hillary and they said I was bullying. I mean, I put a twerking video out on Instagram and I got fucking a strike to the point that they've told me that if I do it again, they'll get rid of the whole channel, the whole Instagram. I put a video up of this white chick with a nice fat ass, right? And she was with two black kids at the some kind of festival. And I don't know what the thing was, but it was more than positive. And they ding me for that. Like, what are we talking about? I showed an ass crack on Instagram and got dinged. What are we talking about?
Well, it's getting, this is obvious this was going to happen. You could see where this was all coming from. And, you know, even look back at the internet. The internet actually really was the first thing that really started to give the ability, people some ability to get access to real information, not what's on the television programming. And it's called programming for a reason. It's literally propaganda hypnosis. And you even saw John Kerry came out about 10 years ago, and he said, you know, this little thing called the internet is making it hard to govern. And govern, by the way, means mind control. Government, that's old word. Gubernare from Latin means control, ment is mind. And that's essentially what they tried to do. And then what we saw was the Clintons came out about 10 years ago and they said, we have to like have it so like we control what's true on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, who controls what's true? Well, yeah. The Clintons. Oh, that's great. Yeah, they're a good decider. And Snopes and all this stuff. And then
that's twerking in politics right there. Go on.
And then we saw, you know, when he brought up Alex Jones, he was the first big one. And when that first happened, I said, okay, this is the beginning. They're going to wipe us all very quickly. And I had a bunch of friends just like you that are into a lot of true stuff, into a lot of freedom stuff. But they were like, yeah, I'm so glad they took him down. I'm like, you're not going to be glad when this is done because that's just the beginning.
They're going to go after you, dude.
Yep.
And it's like, even if you go by all the code words that they don't want you to say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And I'm just telling you, man, it's just a matter of time before they start. Now, I must say something. The people in the truth community have been so wonderful. They've all reached out. You've reached out. You know, Jason Burmese did a video where he made me seem like I was dead. Like, bro, he's gone. He's gone. They got rid of Sam's dead. He's gone. Yeah, I didn't like everything Sam said, but, you know, he had the right to. And he didn't say it like that. I'm obviously exaggerating. And I'm thankful that Jason was nice enough to make a video. I was just going for the joke right there. But he did a video on it. Edge of Wonder has reached out. Alex Jones has reached out. Red Pill 78 has reached out. So it's like all. And like. Dude, Adam Green has reached out. Like, everybody has basically said that whatever you need, we're going to help you out. And I'm very thankful. Yeah. I don't expect anybody in the comedy community to do it. And I'm going to tell you, I don't do it. I'm not interested. I don't want my stink getting on you guys. And I'm being honest with you. I don't expect it. And I'm not mad about it because I know that they're going to be very scared that they could lose their channel. And like, people don't realize how much this affects my life. Like, I am an internet. Like, I'm an internet guy. I'm an internet entertainer. Okay. It took me 3-4 years to get to 70,000 subscribers. And they were doing whatever they could to stop it from even getting to 70. I would have listeners and friends go, dude, they're not letting you get to 70, huh? I mean, they would show me I would get 2,500 subscribers in a month, which I know for some isn't a lot. But, I mean, they were just throttling it, dude. So for every 2,000 people that would subscribe, they would unsubscribe 2,000 people. So I was, like, at 63,000 for, like, ever, dude. And when I finally got the 71, it started moving quickly. And then it's this. And then Johnny brought up a very good point that he thinks that, you know, it's right around pay time, too. Now, I would tell you, I did make a lot of money off YouTube. And I didn't care about that. I wanted just the ability to reach people and talk about it. But now that those videos are gone, my numbers just take a giant hit. And, like, I have deals with sponsors for certain numbers that I might not be able to meet now because YouTube had become part of the algorithm in which you calculated how much you are going to get paid per read. And it's just fucking gone.
Well, hopefully all your followers, hopefully they find out about this. This is what I've been telling people for a while is if you like a channel, if you're really into something and they're a little bit extreme because they're speaking about pretty much the truth, that you should try to get on their email list and stuff like that. Because once you're wiped, as you found out today off of YouTube, you can't even contact any of those people anymore on YouTube. So many of your people who were subscribed are just not going to see it anymore. And they'll just be like, oh, maybe he quit or so. And then they'll just forget about it after a few weeks. So hopefully you get this out to a lot of people. And that's, you mentioned some people are doing some videos on this. I actually did one on my channel today. It'll be out a little bit later on the Dollar Vigilante channel talking about this. And hopefully everyone follows you to whatever other platforms you're on. And I think you're on BitChute and others. And
I'm telling you, man, MySpace is where we should all go.
Let's take it back.
Nobody's on it, dude. I'm on there right now. I'm like Will Smith and I Am Legend just running around. There's nobody. Hello! Anybody here? You know? So I get this, like, I get this strike at 4:49 in the morning. Like, is Google using, like, tweakers? Like, who's like, working at 4:49 in the morning deleting YouTube channels? Like, what are you paying in math, you motherfucker?
What time was it in Israel, though?
Oh, great question. Oh, look at someone go,
that's probably where those are based out of.
I wouldn't die. But here's the thing, dude. Like, I push very hard. I've had discussions with my friend Sam in the room. You know, I have no problems with Judaism. I have no problem with Israelis. I watch Israeli twerking videos, okay? I think they're fucking hot. I have problems with government. Yeah. And I have problems with policies.
Yeah.
So you can do that. But I do it with a lot of respect to everybody. Because in my opinion, you know, Israel's no different than the United States. There is a giant propaganda movement to get people to fight other people that have done nothing to them. Now, we can argue about that, point right there, and there's very quiet in the corner, but we can argue about that all day. But when I hear very high, again, we're getting in the fucking power structure, very high up, Israeli government officials refer to Palestinians as dogs. Okay? That says to me brainwashing. Because when you're talking about another human being as a fucking less than a human being, that's a fucking, that's not good. I don't care where you stand on everything. And the truth of the matter is, we're all fucking people. And at the end of the day, like, I get it, man. You're religious. You have this event that happened in your people's things. And you're very sensitive to some stuff. But at some point, we have to realize that there's something going on. And that people need to get along. And that you're killing people that didn't do anything. And we could discuss that all day, and I'm willing to discuss it with anybody. But I'm all about people. I know a lot of Israelis.
Oh, yeah. Like when I said Israel, I'm not saying Jews.
Yeah.
The Israel government, the U.S. government, the City of London.
Yeah.
These are all the basically, they're all connected.
They're not Jews, dude. They're not Christians. No, that's fucking House Assad is not Muslims. They're dark arts, black cube of Saturn at the highest fucking levels. And they use these religions to walk amongst us.
Exactly, yeah.
People are people, man.
Yeah. Well, actually, the Israeli government probably hates Jews more than anyone. Really.
Sam, quiet in the corner. Okay. But the point is, and I'm telling you, dude, there's just a lot of this we could get into discussion because they get us to fight with each other. Why they live, and this is all groups, why they live in gated communities and with security guards, and we all fight with each other. You know, it's like this Veterans Day. If I went to the Clipper game last night. And they spend a moment where, hey, well, all the military people, please stand up so we can clap for you, right? And it's like, I get your sentiment. How about enough with the fucking clapping? How about we get these veterans off the fucking streets? How about we stop these guys from fucking blowing their brains out? 20 guys and women a day. Like, dude, stop with the fucking theatrics, okay? When you know... It's very interesting when people go, we spend more money on our military than any other group and any other country in the world. That's true. But guess what? It's not going to the military. It's going to military contracts and the military industrial complex. So these guys are coming back broken. So when Meghan McCain, who's never going to fight a day in her life, tries to take credit for shit that her dad did, and that's questionable, or her brothers did, and she sits there and pushes a war that she'll never see. I find her to be a piece of shit. I don't like war because I don't like people dying. And it's not just Americans. It's like people who are just born in the wrong fucking place are getting shelled for no other reason than geopolitical and what they say is oil. I don't even think it's oil.
No, they're all banker wars too, right? These are the central bankers. They've been doing this since day one. They sell everyone on the propaganda. You got to go fight for your country. Fight? Why fight?
Yeah.
Where's my freedom? Why is my freedom in the Middle East?
When was the last time we fought somebody who actually did something to us, which was Japan, maybe?
No, even that was set up. There's never even been one. Even the very first, the Spanish War, was a false flag. Every single war has been based on a false flag attack, including Pearl Harbor, where they actually set up Japan. They cut off their oil supplies. They only had a week left.
Yeah.
They knew it. The president, they all knew. This actually all came out afterwards, that they knew Japan was going to attack. They wanted Japan to attack because Japan had to do something. They were just about to run out of oil, and Japan has no oil whatsoever. So they're literally a day away from like just the whole country shutting down. And I'm not saying it's right to what they did either. Actually, every government I'm not in favor of. I'm not in favor of any war. But that was totally set up just like every other war. 9/11 was based on this whole war of terror that we're in now.
And none of them were Afghani. They were all Saudi Arabians and other ones.
And now Trump's selling $100 billion worth of arms to the Saudis to do a genocide in Yemen.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, it's all terrible.
And that's stuff that you never hear Rachel Maddow's calling out on, because Rachel Maddow's employers, the people who sign their checks, are making money off the genocide in Yemen.
Not to mention, all mainstream media is CIA.
Yeah.
This has been proven for years, Operation Paperclip. Anderson Cooper, I always like his name, Mr. Anderson from The Matrix.
Yeah.
Right? He was CIA. He's a CIA guy. He looks like a CIA guy. And talking about YouTube and Google, I always laughed at Eric Schmidt. I'm like, he's not even trying to not act like he's a CIA guy. Like, just look at him. It's like, that's a CIA guy. And then he quit Google, and they actually changed the name of Google to Alphabet. So it's an Alphabet agency now, just like a CIA.
Yeah.
And where did he go to work after that? The Pentagram. He went to the Pentagon. He now kills people. Like, this is all, it's all CIA based, all this mainstream media and all that. And they want to shut down what people like you and I are saying because we're not,
because we're winning.
We're not supporting the war. Yeah, we're totally winning.
We're winning.
Yeah.
I mean, my girlfriend, who is deep throating mainstream media, can't watch it anymore. She just, like, I turn it off. And it's like, we could have a discussion on Trump and what he is compared to the other guys. But the stuff, like when they booed him at the Washington Nationals game, right, during the World Series, I got pissed. Because I know they're not booing him for the real reasons they should be booing him, which is fucking precognitive crime technology, where they're going to arrest you for what they think you might do, okay? Or the fact that he's selling arms to Yemen, or the fact that we have an international banking Kabul agent in the Washington fucking White House that's not code for Jews, that's code for international banking Kabul, okay? Like, he's in the, and now we're finding out that this guy Kushner put out the hit on Khashoggi, who was an arms dealer and used the fucking facade of Washington Post as the as his job, he said, when he was really, his whole family was involved in fucking arms dealing. That his mother, his aunt, excuse me, was the mother of Fadi, the guy who died with Princess Di, who died because she was having a Muslim kid, or that's what we're at least told. So, I mean, it's a crazy game. There are, I mean, at the highest levels, dude, I don't know if you'll ever get a saint in there. I think it's almost impossible.
Well, you can't, because the whole government itself is a criminal organization. So when people go, oh, it just needs to be fixed. We need to vote for the right person next time. It's like, no, this is a criminal organization, both the left and the right. That's actually just pro wrestling.
Yeah.
It's hilarious they actually had Donald Trump in the WWE for a while
because
they're actually just training them to get ready, because that's what it is. It's Hillary versus Trump, and everyone watches like, oh, I hope this person wins. I hope this person wins. But nothing's ever going to change because the whole system is a corrupt criminal organization. And you mentioned, like, why aren't people booing Trump? Because he runs the biggest extortion racket in the world. He's the leader of that organization, which is the IRS.
Yeah, but do you think those people in Washington are booing him because of that? Or are they booing him because they think Hillary should be president?
Yeah, they're brainwashed slaves who believe in this left-right paradigm, and right? So, it's the red donkey. The blue elephant or whatever color it is. It's like, boo.
I mean, if you look at, like, the World Series tickets, I mean, I went to see the Dodgers on mushrooms, but I did go during the World Series.
That's the way to see baseball. It's too boring otherwise.
That's a whole different discussion. I can't tell you how amazing baseball is. But each ticket was $1,000. So now you're in Washington, D.C. You know, they were talking about the minimum ticket there was $900. Like, there's no blue-collar people in that stadium. They're all, like, probably career fucking government people who are just, like, part of some fucking dark. Now listen, dude, I don't think Trump's gonna change it. I think he's a crime boss. That's what I think. But I think he's up against satanic pedophiles. That's my real belief. So which one do you choose? I'm not saying one's better than the other, but I think, I don't know, man, because there's things that are going on that I don't think it's business as usual. Like what he just did with signing that thing with China, with Hong Kong. Like, there's a war between U.S. and China, and I think that the international banking Kabul, not code for Jews, code for international banking Kabul, is playing both sides of this soon-to-be war going on, just like they did in World War II.
Yeah, absolutely.
So whichever side comes out, they're on the good side, but they have a preference, and I'm telling you, it's China. And when people get really mad that Trump did this tariff thing, I'm like, I fucking love it. Because I didn't know, did you know this honestly, that the U.S. goods got tariff going into China, but Chinese goods got into the United States freely, no tariff? Did you know that? I didn't know that, and I follow this shit. Why hasn't anybody told me this? Why hasn't anybody since fucking Clinton all the way up to Obama told, and that includes George Bush. So we got an R in there for everybody. So why hasn't anyone told me that? That our goods getting sent to China get tariffed, making it even more expensive for them to buy, giving the corporations a reason to move their factories to China so they don't have to pay that tariff. Why didn't I know that? Well, he stopped that. And people are losing their minds because they have Stockholm syndrome. Okay? They don't realize that there are 10 cars at one point that were being made in the United States. Nobody could tell me what cars they were because they weren't insanely more expensive than the other people. The truth of the matter is there's a market price, okay? And if you go over that market price, nobody's buying that fucking car, okay? Or whatever you're selling. So the shave comes from the other side. Which means you got to keep this at a price. And if you pay a living wage, you're going to have to spend a little more money on making your product. But guess what happens? Everybody's got jobs now. So they can buy more shit. Now, I know that everyone thinks it's a fantasy about getting manufacturing here. I think that's brainwashing. But that's a real thing between the United States and China. The fentanyl coming in is a fucking payback for the British India fucking heroin wars. And like, why did Obama give up Long Beach's fucking port? One of the most biggest ports in the United States. Gave it to China. Did you know that? Did anyone here know that? I didn't know that. I just heard that a little while ago. Why is the fucking Long Beach port given to China? Wow, where do you think the fentanyl's all coming through? I'm just yelling at you at this point, Jeff. If at any point I say anything stupid or you don't agree with, please let me know because... if we had YouTube comments, I'd be getting killed right now.
Well, I think, you know, even the China-U.S. thing, it's all kind of staged. It's
interesting.
The same people control China, who control the U.S., who control Israel, who control London. They've been doing this for a couple hundred years or even longer, and they're amazing. They're, like, so smart at how they do it. So they get everyone all fighting with each other, as you pointed out. And you pointed out things like tariffs. Tariffs are it's totally ridiculous on any angle.
I agree.
Government should be not involved in the market whatsoever. Actually, government shouldn't even exist. But when you increase tariffs on things over here, all you're doing is making it more expensive for people in the U.S. You're actually not actually taxing China, as Trump says. So, you know, people need to wake up and realize government's a criminal organization and get rid of it all, and that'll end all wars.
Right.
Stop using even their currency, the Federal Reserve notes. You know, the thing with the pyramid with the all-seeing eye on the back of it. Right. I don't know if anyone's ever noticed that.
Yeah.
Start using cryptocurrency and stuff like that. Just move away from these systems because they're just absolutely monstrous and horrible. And as you pointed out at the beginning, people almost everywhere in the world, I've been to over 100 countries, everyone's just wants to get along. They just, no one's like, you don't go to Russia and like, we've got to attack the U.S. No one talks like that.
Yeah.
You go to China, it's the same thing. No one's like, what, attack? We're just making noodles over here.
Yeah, and
I want to fuck my you know, cute girl down the street or whatever. It's like, cool, yeah, do that. But, you know, when government gets involved, politics and all that kind of stuff, it just ruins everything. And that's, you know, and the same people who control China and the U.S. government, they control YouTube, they control Facebook. And that's why we're seeing, they've been trying to shut us up. They've been shadow banning you and a lot of people, including myself, for a long time. Now they're getting desperate and they're like, let's just start deleting them. Let's find any reason we can to delete them. But I have to say, we're kind of lucky in a sense because we're not at the point where they're killing us yet.
and
they will get to that.
That's
at
a
some
good point.
So,
well, that is the big fear that everybody has, that they're going to that this is being done on purpose so that they can figure out who, like, okay, in China, right, at one point, there's called a 100-day free speech where you could, for 100 days, you could criticize the government. You could say anything you wanted. And so all these people did it, right? And then once the 100 days was over, they arrested everybody and killed them all, you know? And there's this thought that this maybe is part of what they're doing. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I could be wrong, you know?
Well, we're definitely on lists, right, for the things that we talk about. And they're trying to stop us monetarily. They're trying to stop us, people hearing us, and they're doing that. You know, it could go as far to the point where they say, I think the only way we can stop it is just start to kill them all. But here's the thing. If they even do that, we have enough things with the internet that people will start saying, oh, Alex Jones just suicided 3 gunshots to the back of the head yesterday.
For some reason, my YouTube channel's still up there. Aww.
Oh, it's, you haven't refreshed?
Yeah, I'm afraid to do it now. Aww, I miss you already, buddy. Oh, I'm never going to give you up. Never going to let you go. Never going to. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so sad right now. I'm so sad. But, you know, you're right, dude. You know, you're right. I just feel like we're just. You know, if they come for me, dude, bring it, bitch. I don't give a fuck, you know?
That's the thing. Like, you know, if they start killing a bunch of us, that's going to make people go, holy cow, these guys were right. This is totally happening. And a lot of other people will pop out of the woodwork. And you look at Hong Kong even, like with the a lot of guys there, they got their masks. The students are like, they write their letters. They think they're going to die and they might die. They got their bows and arrows because they don't have guns, which is stupid, but they should. They're really like, when it comes to real freedom and having freedom from all this oppression, at some points, it does get violent at some point. But we live in a beautiful time right now with the internet where we really don't even have to do that. We just have to find ways to continue to spread this information, keep waking people up, get them to stop paying things like their extortion fees, taxes to the government, so the government goes away. Stop using the Federal Reserve notes, the fractional fiat currencies.
The Federal Reserve banking, which is, if it wasn't completely evil, it's the most brilliant thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's incredibly brilliant, yeah.
Let's just make fake money, and we'll keep all the real currency, and we're going to make all this fake money, and we're going to bribe everybody with the fake money.
Yeah, and we're going to loan it out to people. They're going to have to pay us interest on this thing that we just pressed a button to create.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get them into more and more debt, and then we're going to cut down the money supply, which is what happened in 1929 with the Great Depression. And then everyone goes broke, and we buy up everything on, like, pennies on the dollar. We build it up again, get them all into debt, which is where we're at right now. They're going to have the crash soon, probably, I would say, probably next year at this point.
Can you give me a date on that?
I don't have a crystal ball, but we're definitely within weeks, months, or max 1 or 2 years at this point. All right.
Well, I'm buying it. My whole thing is like, okay, they crash everything. What about the internet? How are we going to get a hold of our Bitcoin?
Well, that's true. If we get so bad, if everything comes down so bad that we don't even have power or the internet, you wouldn't care less about Bitcoin. You'll be too busy running down the street here from crackheads who are trying to kill you because you have an apple to eat or something like that.
Well, I am loading up on guns as Probably we speak. A good idea. I have a fucking Second Amendment tattoo. That's looking fucking sweet. Okay. You know, I mean, I've had people approach me about taking legal action against YouTube. I don't know what I can do, but I look forward to going there in my new suit that I'm going to get from fucking adsuits.com/tinfoil hat. That's right, man. They are the first brand to sell comfortable modern suits for under $100, man. Some brands make the exact same suits like Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Banana Republic, and J. Crew, but they are 10 times as much. I'm telling you, man, enough with the brand shit. Dude, it's time to go independent. $39, $59 suits, dude. They're selling for $300, $900, those big brands. They have between $50 to $100, all for the same thing. They own their factory right next to the exact same, but smaller factories, okay? They use the same machines as those factories, and they let their employees go on vacations for months when they ask. Not sure if they do that, okay? That's how nice they are. They are employee-friendly, man. I know these guys. They are great, dude. They are wonderful people. I'm very thankful that they're sponsoring us. And listen, this is how nice they are, okay? If you go to adsuits.com/tinfoil hat and you put in your email, guess what? You are eligible for a brand new free suit. And I'm supposed to find out who is getting that suit today. Today threw my whole show into a giant.
You have that in a text.
I do?
Yeah.
Who the winner is?
Yes.
In a text. From me. Guys, drum roll, please. Drum roll. Anybody? And the winner of the free first ever tinfoil hat, adsuits.com/tinfoil hat suit, is Josh Fritz, everybody. FRITZ. That's right. You just got yourself a free suit, homeboy. From our good friends at adsuits.com or alainedupetit.com. Bam! Use the promo code Tinfoil Hat. So go to adsuits.com/tinfoil hat and they will take you. And I know Ben, the owner. This is my friend, and there's not a nicer guy. There's not a nicer guy. So I want to get into something real quick because the real reason you were on the show after I've just thrown up on you for an hour, okay? But you look like you might be into that. Talk to me about your awesome expo.
Well, yeah, it's called Narcopoco.
I love it.
I'm still hoping that maybe you can come down and other guys like that. It's the largest freedom event in the world. Based on anarchy, and I know a lot of people, they don't know what that word means. You're told in the media it means it's all violence and chaos. It just means no rulers. It's a Greek word, and without archy rulers. And so if you have a ruler, then you have slaves. And so I just believe no one should be a slave. I don't believe anyone should have a ruler and be a slave. And so that means that all governments are basically enslaving you. They're stealing your money, extortion, called taxation. And they tell you what you can and cannot do, and you have to get permission from them to do stuff. And we just believe that the market and people would get along a lot better without a lot of that stuff. And so we're having our sixth event coming up, February 13th to 16th in Acapulco, Mexico, which is a great time right on the beach. A lot of great people, Ron Paul and Doug Casey. We're even going to have Freeway Rick Ross coming down this year. A lot of great artists. It's basically a big freedom party for a week in Mexico.
Well, I would love to come down there. I'd love to bring the tinfoil hat people and do something at your place, dude. I don't know if you guys ever have comedy, but we'd love to be down there. And I think it would be a lot of fun, man. I think we're living in the wonderful times, but we have to really watch ourselves. And I think people have to really get out of this identity politics and start standing up for people they don't necessarily agree with. But agree with their right to say that stuff. Now, if there's hate speech, which is this fucking broad-ass term, okay? Very broad, okay? Because what people are getting offended by are things they just don't like. I used to do a joke about it, how there was a guy, a preacher in Arizona, who said yoga pants are a sin and camel toe is the work of the devil. Like that, someone said that out loud to other human beings. And everybody agreed with it. No, you just don't like that you can't bang these chicks that are wearing these yoga pants. And it's pissing this old guy off because he wants to drop dicks on everybody. And he can't do it. So he's angry. So we got to get away from that. Like, I don't agree with everything anybody says, but I have to defend their right. Obviously, I don't think kiddie porn should be on YouTube. And I'm not going to defend someone's right. To put kitty, that's while you're violating somebody who is powerless to do so. That's fucking wrong. That's why I fight so hard against child sex trafficking, all that stuff. I have a friend of mine, Anthony Jeselnik. He does a whole 15 minutes on kitty porn. It's not what I like to talk about, but I will defend his right to talk about it. Okay? He can go up there and say whatever he wants. It is not my thing. But I will fucking fight tooth and nail for him to be able to go up there and say this stuff. Because we start censoring him. It's just a matter of time before a show that talks about loving everybody gets wiped off for some bullshit reasons. Like, I can't even close my thing because I'm going to lose my fuck. Look at that. It's all right there. Look at the views.
Remember the good old days yesterday?
You remember like 5 hours ago, the good old days? Back when everything was like, seemed like it made sense. We were making some moves in the world. Oh, man. How long is your event?
It's actually goes for a full 10 days, but the main event's only about 4 days. But I have to totally agree with you. Like, you know, no one should be trying to shut other people up. Yes. Censorship is completely wrong. And, you know, like I can't stand even looking at The View, right? That TV show with all those old cunts.
Yeah.
But I never would go, they need to be taken down. We need to shut them off.
Right.
It's just like, I just don't watch it. Or I see that Ellen DeGeneres and she's all laughing and dancing while she talks to criminals like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
It's like, I never write a letter like, you must remove her. It's like, I just turn it off.
And, I could not agree more. Dude, and that's a big thing. I do turn it off.
Yeah,
I do move on.
Yeah, and that's actually how, that's actually real democracy. It's actually using your money. So when you're watching those shows, they have advertisers just like you do, and they make money from it. But if everyone just turns it off, they're not going to make any money. So that's how you actually, if you want to make changes in the world, if you don't like certain things, just turn it off and don't support it. Don't give it your attention or your power or your money through the advertising. And with the same thing with the things that you really like, really support them and even do things like donate or things like that. Support their sponsors. So if you're watching this show, like, you know, maybe you don't need a new suit this week, but you know, like, try
to
support.
Do go to adsuits.com/tinfoilhat and get that new suit.
But yeah, that's ways you can support the things that you like. And when you're making some money, then you can continue to go on and do more and more things, which is great. And that's really true democracy. But it's not about coming in with guns and shutting people down. I'm not saying YouTube came in with guns in this case. They are a private organization, even though it's basically the CIA.
Well, I mean, that's a great thing. I just want to get into that. It was started with CIA funds, which are taxpayer money.
Yeah.
Okay. The CIA started it. So, I mean, like, what are we talking about here? Facebook, again, was like started by the CIA. The Pentagon had a problem called LifeLog. And it stopped that program on February 4th, 2004. Do you know what else was established on February 4th? Now, LifeLog was about collecting all your data for your whole life.
Right.
Okay. That day, it stopped
genius.
On the same one day. And guess what started was established that day on February 4th, 2004.
FBI book.
Yeah. Facebook.
It's genius because the CIA, the NSA and all that, they used to spend billions and hundreds of billions just tracking everyone and writing down everything they're doing so they can put you on lists and that sort of stuff. And then one day they're like, hey, why don't we start this site and we'll get them just to freely upload every single thing about their lives. And then we just have it all right there.
Hey,
it was genius.
It's crazy. I mean, dude, everything you do, like I used to do a lot of drugs. Call up fucking phone sex and ask them to call me N-word dick. I mean, that's all out there. That's in some kind of weird fucking file on me. But it's like, hey, I didn't say it on YouTube, so why are you banning me, dude? I just like, hey, dude, we get really scared at words. And what I'm going to tell you, man, is when you really study. Like, you have Rick Ross coming. And don't get me wrong, I've had him on the show before. And I understand the story he has to tell. But, I mean, if you look at Rick Ross, man, he's the one who sold $1 million worth of crack in his own fucking neighborhoods. So my point is, and I'm not saying he's a bad guy because I'd have him on again to talk about it, but it's like usually the killer is from within. So as you think it's these other people coming at you, when you actually take a look at it, it's fucking your own setting you up and knocking you down. And it just sucks. So what they do is they go, watch out for that guy. That fucking guy is fucking trying to do this, this, and this to you. But really, it's somebody in your clique that's fucking setting you up a lot of times for fucking trouble. And I just think we got to really, like, you ever watch those commercials where they're like, dude, get our security system because you never know who might come and kick in your door. Most likely it's somebody you know. The person you really should be scared about is one snoring next to you, sleeping. That person is getting mad at the way you breathe, and they're probably going to choke you out at some point.
Yeah, I agree in the sense that a lot of people who watch the mainstream media, television, propaganda programming, and every week they're like, Iran's going to attack, China's going to do this.
Yeah.
It's Russia's screwing up our elections, all this kind of stuff. They're just pointing. The biggest enemy of people in the U.S. is the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Extorting them for trillions of dollars a year. How many people are in jails who never hurt anybody? Like hundreds of thousands or millions of people in basically concentration camps. The U.S. has 5% of the world population, has 25% of the prison population.
Yep.
The biggest enemy of Americans is the U.S. government. The biggest enemy of Canadians is the Canadian government.
Yep.
It's those people right there. And what they'll do is what I said. They'll just point fingers. Oh, it's the capitalists. That's why everything's so expensive. No, it's because of the central banks and their money printing.
Yep.
We're losing jobs. Oh, it must be the Chinese. No, it's because of your regulations and all the monopolies and all this sort of stuff. They are the enemy.
Couldn't agree more, dude. Could not agree more. And here, what we're learning about the DNC right now and why it's not resonating with everybody is because basically the DNC has been throwing the game, and they've been doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
They, you know, when I was a kid and I would watch pro wrestling, I automatically knew who was going to win based on their names. It's the Ultimate Warrior versus Dan, right? And you're like, Dan's got no chance. Dan barely even has regulated fucking shorts on. Dan's fucked, right? Dan always got fucked. All the fucking time. You know who's... So the reason I say that is because... You know, the DNC now is the Washington Generals. They're there to lose to the Harlem Globetrotters
right. All
the time. Because the people funding both parties like what the Republicans push, which is deregulation. And I get that.
They're actually not, though. The two parties, there's no difference once they're in. There's no difference between Trump and Obama and Clinton and Bush. They all do the exact same things. They all have their wars.
Well, you just said that earlier, that we got fucked by the deregulation of all this stuff, right?
That's no, what regulation.
The regulation?
Yeah, regulation is the what causes a lot of the problems. You don't need a regulator. The market is the regulator.
Right.
When the government comes in and puts in all these regulations, it just increases the cost, increases bureaucracy, it increases, decreases the amount of economic prosperity. Same with the central bank money printing and all that. But you pointed out how the DNC appears to be throwing things. That's actually true, and it's because what they have to do is about every 8 years, they have to flip it from the left to the right, from the donkey to the elephant, from the blue to the right.
Yeah.
And it's because people have a certain amount of how much they can take. So you have these people who have been brainwashed that they're blue or they're red, and their blue team needs to really win. And so when their team's not winning for 8 years, they get really frustrated, and there's going to be some problems, maybe some civil problems and stuff like that. So every 8 years, they flip it, and it's on purpose. And so you could see that with what happened with Bernie Sanders just totally threw it, and Hillary and all that. And it's actually selection. They don't even count the votes, really. Like they got the voting machines. It's not an election, it's a selection. But they actually have to flip it every 8 years or so. So they have to get that going. So right now, they got the left people all so angry. It's like, Trump, he's terrible. What's he done any different than Barack Obama?
Like, well, he's got the same amount of wars, theater, so maybe I'm even wrong, but I felt there's things I liked, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm mistaking hope, you know?
That's what politics is always about, right? Yeah. Barack Obama ran under hope, and then you got Make America Great Again. But they haven't changed anything. There's been no change. In fact, the U.S. Donald Trump actually ran in the debates, and he said he was going to not only balance the budget, but he was going to pay off all the debt, which is actually impossible. It's literally impossible. But since he's actually had the biggest budget deficits and the biggest debts in history, way more than Barack Obama, he hasn't stopped any of these wars. These all continue on, massive military expenditures. He continues to extort. Like they reduce taxes a little bit for some people, but they increase the debt. And when you increase the debt, it's the same as taxation. So nothing at all has changed between Trump or Obama or Bush or Clinton. They all work for the same people. Even Trump, his uncle, worked with the Bush grandparent, the old Bush, and they took out Tesla's technologies like decades ago. They've been together forever. And he's been good friends with the Clintons for decades. And
no, I agree.
And when he was running, he's like, I'm going to put Hillary in jail, and everyone's like, yay. And then I actually watched the first thing he said when the media asked him, the so-called media, the CIA teleprompter reader, asked him, you know, are you going to put Hillary in jail? This is right after he won the presidency. He went, oh, no, they're good friends. They're good people. I would never do that. They're all in the same club. It's the George Carlin thing. They're all in the same club, and we're not in it. And it's about time that we get rid of them all.
I'm with you, dude.
Yeah.
I am with you. God. You know, it's just interesting because, you know, I don't ever think I'm going to make any changes. And obviously, based on this, whole thing, you know, I mean, I never ever thought I was going to change anything. I just I would disagree.
I would say that you've already started to change things, and that's why they took it down. You don't really realize the change you affect. Every single person who hears what you've been talking about, I haven't watched every show, but I know a lot of what you talk about. That's good information that they never had access to before. And the people who control this world do not want people to know that. So you've already started to create changes. You've created so many changes that they decided today at 4:49 in the morning, which is around noon Israeli time, not about Jews, but about the Israeli government, who's horrible.
Yeah.
They decided they had to take you down. So you actually have probably been changing things more than you thought.
Well, I appreciate that, Jeff. Where are we at, dude? Okay. It's a short show today. And Jeff, I feel really bad because I've enjoyed the little time we've had to talk about the things besides me crying about my situation. So I know you can come in anytime, and I would love to pick this up in another time and do it. So this has been kind of a situation that happened. And, you know, I didn't want to cancel on you because I knew you were in town and I wanted to have you on. So I appreciate you coming on and just sitting there while I'm screaming at people.
Well, I appreciate it, too. I woke up this morning and first thing I saw was you were canceled. I'm like, I'm supposed to be there in 2 hours. So it's good of you to have me in. And I don't mind at all that we need to talk this out a little bit today. But I hope that all your audience follows you to BitChute and anything else.
I hope people do that. I mean, this is going to go on BitChute. Probably be my first show on MySpace. And
let's get back to MySpace. I like that.
Nobody's there. Nobody. Dude, we could run that thing. Because they're going to be angry first. Like, oh, fucking finally somebody's here. We'll let them do it. That will get big. They'll be like, no more. I'll be like, fuck you. We'll run back to YouTube when that's dead. But yeah, man, I just got to be honest with you. I am somebody who just loves people. Like, I love animals. I love the planet. I love people of all religions, all ethnicities, all sexes, except for male feminists and white female comics from Chicago. I like love everybody, dude. And I will defend everybody's right now. And like now I have to start defending people I don't always agree with because I realize that they'll come for me next. And, you know, to Owen, who is, you know, I don't agree with him politically. But, you know, you were right, man. When he said they were going to come after everybody, they came after me. And, like, I tried to play the game and tried to spread love, and it didn't matter because they don't want anybody knowing about power structures.
Yeah. Well, you know that saying, right? First they came for, I forget what it was, the weak, and I didn't say anything. And then they came, I think, for the commies or something. I didn't say anything. And then the last part is, and then they came for me, and there was no one there to say anything.
Yeah.
Right? We have to, you know, I think as men especially, and this is the whole this men-female thing, they're trying to make the men weak. They're trying, you know, toxic masculinity. We need to be stronger than ever, and we need to stand up, because I'm like you. I love all people in general. There's some people I don't like, right, when I meet them on the street or whatever. But in general, as a generality. I love people. I love animals. I love the earth. I love the environment, all this sort of stuff. But we as men need to stand up every time that someone is censored or anything like that. And it doesn't matter if you totally disagree with everything they say, we still have to stand up. That's our role as men, is to stand up and be strong and not allow injustice, not allow people to be shut up. Every single person has a voice. They have a mouth. They have a right to at least say what they want to think. And we need to constantly be in support and stand behind them.
I couldn't agree more, dude. You're a G amongst Gs. I appreciate you, Jeff. Thanks for coming out. Where can they find all your stuff?
Yeah, we didn't even get into much of my stuff. It was a tough day here, but also hopefully maybe a start of something.
Well, get all your, because I like, this is going to go somewhere and everyone's going to watch it. So this is actually a great time to be on because it's going to get a lot of views.
Hey, I might put this on my YouTube channel.
Hey,
right?
So you're back on YouTube. Put it anywhere you want. Dude, Edge of Wonder, they were nice enough. They said they'll post my shit. So
yeah,
so
I'll put this on my YouTube and then I'll probably get shut down. But anyway.
Then you'll be like, you motherfucker.
No, I've been waiting for it anyway. I'm surprised I'm still on. I was a little bit kind of like, you know, kind of like jealous a little bit that you were before me. I'm like, oh, I'm not good enough over here. I'm not saying enough crazy stuff.
Yeah, dude, I was like, it's not that crazy.
No, it's not crazy at all, but, you know, what people think. But if you're into economic stuff, financial stuff, investing, cryptocurrencies, just go to dollarvigilante.com. I also have a podcast myself called Anarchast, where we talk about freedom, and then we have our conference down there called Narcopoco.
Well, I'm super excited. I hope that we could talk and try to make something work, because I'd love to be a part of your movement. And I just want to go to Mexico and chill Bill. I appreciate you guys. You know, this does affect me financially, a lot of money. I'm not like one of my buddies who sells out giant theaters. And, you know, I'm blessed to have made money doing this. But it is like like if I lose one of these plates, it affects me really hard. And I have some big things going on in my life that I haven't really talked about right now that I will be talking about in the next couple episodes to let you all know what's going on in my life. It's great stuff, but I haven't gotten into it. But this is going to affect that. And this is real shit. And you know what, man? I'm tinfoil hats for the people. And, you know, I feel like this is like a sad day. And I feel for everybody who loses their YouTube. And I will now like do whatever I can to voice that for you people. So thank you guys for your support. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Sorry I was screaming. And I appreciate Jeff coming and just being quiet and let me go off like a wise man would. So thank you guys for everybody. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for the two knuckleheads on the couch for hanging out. And we will talk to you guys soon, okay? Bye-bye.
From the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.